A gal who never gets confused about nothing. It's Annie Dugan, our guest host for Where's Art here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
A little confused, but other than that, pretty darn good, I guess I'd say.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're doing good because there's a good week of art ahead, of course. Tuesday, I feel I have been remiss this year in mentioning, I know, I'm rarely remiss, but this year I am. Every year I try and mention on air that the Tweed Museum and UMD do every Tuesday during the school year, there is a new student show opening, most Tuesdays, I should say. The School of Fine Arts, their senior students, both in graphic design and in fine arts, usually opt to do a senior presentation of their work. So every week, or like I said, most every week, there's a new student exhibition. So it's really, it's a fun way to see sort of what students are thinking about, what's current zeitgeist of art. You know, we're talking like super fresh, super up to date. What are people thinking about currently in the art world? So this Tuesday, Erica Kaczynski, who is a ceramic artist, is going to be the senior show person. Her exhibition is titled Innermost. And I think it's an interesting concept because, you know, when we think of ceramics, we think of, you know, usually there's a lot of times it's vessels. And we think about, you know, what's on the inside of those vessels. It's usually the outer part that's decorated. But if we think of, you know, vessels being a stand-in for our own person and our own humanness, a lot of times artists make art in their own image. You know, we are a very narcissistic species, I would say. So anyway, it's an interesting concept to think about, you know, what's on the inside of those ceramic objects. So I'm excited to see what she comes up with. And those are usually, I think they always open at 4 p.m. So it's a fun way to, you know, on a productive Tuesday, you can stop off at the Tweed and see some great art most every week.
I'm going to offer you just a little bit of that kind of cutting edge insight that you're talking about.
Oh yeah,
Oreos.
Ooh,
that's what would be in my vessel.
I love
that. Would be a key to the innermost me.
So you're sweet inside, you're crunchy outside, and sweet inside.
And definitely double stuff, maybe triple stuff.
I love it.
Just saying. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thursday, there's also some great exploration at the Duluth Coffee Company. Choice Unlimited is having their art exhibition. They're a great organization in town, and their clients do art making, so they're going to show that off. Saturday, there's a film series that's continuing from the Duluth Art Institute and Zeitgeist Arts. They're doing, since, you know, it can be kind of, this time of year can be hard. It can be, you know, kind of sloppy, gooky, not so nice outside. There's no cross-country skiing anymore, but it's still chilly. It's just sort of gray. You can spend your Saturdays inside in the movie theater. Every Saturday at 10 a.m., continuing for another few weeks, is a film about art. And this Saturday, it's going to be American Splendor, which is a fictionalized account of Harvey Pekar, who's a comic book artist, did a comic book series called American Splendor. So it's about him. It's about the comic. It intertwines the two. It's really it's a great biopic piece. And most Saturdays, the Art Institute has lined up a speaker to go with the screening. So you watch the film and then you can talk about it with an expert afterwards and with your peers and colleagues. So it's a really great experience and a good way to, you know, avoid the drudgery outside. So paired with American Splendor this Saturday is David Beard. And David Beard is a comic book, I would say, expert genius. Authoritarian, authoritative, I don't know what the word is. I'm gonna blame lack of sleep.
Expert.
Expert, thank you.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that. But David has a really great take on comic book arts, and he can speak about what you see on Saturday. And then I want to remind folks that there's open submissions going on right now at the Art Institute. So if you're interested in an exhibition, if you know of someone who needs to have an exhibition, they are doing an open call for exhibitions right now. So go to their website to find out more about that at duluthartinstitute.org. And
where
that's
you,
what I have for you.
Where you've got to have an artist statement written, by golly.
You do.
Now, what fun to have somebody else submit your name as an artist and say,
absolutely,
I think so-and-so ought to have a show. And then so-and-so gets a phone call from the Duluth Art Institute saying, well, I understand you're interested in a show. And they go, what?
Yeah, you're scheduled for next September. Start making some art.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of that kind of terror that goes around.
Right.
There does indeed. Annie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk with you. And same bat time, same bat channel next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning is our guest host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan right here on KUMD.